And speaking of the Tokyo Olympics, Brian, we're now going to go into the realm of Olympic chat. We're going to talk water polo. What's your impressions? The first thing that comes to mind when I say water polo, Fletch?
Saturday mornings travelling to Sutherland. With the girls.
With the girls?
Yeah, and they're quite violent.
You girls or water polo?
In general, water polo players. Well, it used to be called water rugby. That's how the game originated.
Well,
I got told that. Is that true?
I don't know. We'll find out right now through Amy Rich, one of the best women's players in the country, off to an Olympic Games, joining us right now. Amy, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All good. All good. We thought we'd open things up a bit. Let's just not talk about one or two sports here on Joel and Fletch this afternoon. Let's talk a bit of water polo. So you are going to Tokyo. What are you pumped most about?
I think just playing international games again. The last international game that we played was in January of 2020. So it's been, you know, over a year since we last played a good match. And, you know, we're very grateful that we've been able to play some under 20 boys teams while we've been in our training camp. But, yeah, just to get an international hit out again will be amazing.
So, Amy, tell me this. When do you actually fly over to Japan? And is there an Olympic Village this year? So is everyone together or you're all separated due to COVID?
Yes. So we're all in the village this year. This time it's going to be a complete bubble. So I believe that we're not actually going to be allowed out of the village at all unless we're going to a competition or a training venue. And we leave, I think, on the 17th of July, and the games don't start until the 24th. So we have about 5 or 6 days to get settled in the village before we start playing.
Is there going to be one of the great things about the Olympic Village is the ability to mingle and, you know, get down to the food hall and meet other people and get selfies and all that. You're allowed to do that, or are you going to be confined to your room?
Look, I think it's going to be very different to what we all expected. And there is, you know, a huge focus on safety and everyone's health. So it's not going to look the same as what a normal Olympics would look like. And I think for me, it's probably a good thing that I haven't been before and I kind of don't know what to expect in terms of what an Olympic Village is like. And I guess we've probably got more of like a singular focus of, you know, winning a medal rather than all of the other distraction and the hype that an Olympics would normally bring. I think that's kind of taken away now that we're going to be quite confined to training and eating and sleeping and playing, obviously. So I think in some ways that's a blessing because, we have a more singular focus.
Yeah, and that way that you can build towards it. You haven't been to one before, so you can go to this one, and then for Paris 2024, you can go there and just go Berko because it'll be a free-for-all then. Everything will be open again.
Well, hopefully I definitely want to continue playing after Tokyo, and, hopefully I do get a second Olympic experience, and I'm sure that it will look very different to what Tokyo will look like.
So, Amy, I was saying earlier when I watched my girls have all played water polo, and it gets quite rough. What is the rules on, because obviously above the water is a little bit different to what goes on under the water. What are the rules contact-wise? What are you allowed to do and what aren't you allowed to do?
Well, I think someone very aptly explained it once, saying that, you know, one-handed drowning is legal and two-handed drowning is not legal.
All right.
So, if you push someone down with one hand, that's a minor foul. But as soon as you start drowning someone with two hands, that's when it's a major foul and you get excluded. It is a pretty rough sport and there are things that go on under the water that the refs don't necessarily see and you may be able to get away with. Right in saying that it's a bit violent.
I mean, who's the worst? I mean, are the Hungarians, are they ranked number one, the Hungarians? Because I know they've always been on the...
No. Right now, USA are the number one ranked women's team, but the Hungarians are also good.
Right. And who's the roughest? Is there one country who...
Yeah, a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get stuck into you.
I think the Italians are pretty crazy. We've come out with bite marks before playing the Italians.
Bite marks?
I thought that'd be like Suarez, like the Argentinians.
Suarez is Uruguayan.
Uruguayan, sorry. I knew it was South American. So can I ask you this? When you say bite marks, surely that's illegal?
Oh, definitely. But, you know, sometimes what happens under the water goes unnoticed.
What, so people physically swim under and then just decide to go all piranha and just start nipping away?
Look, it's It's not common, but it has happened before.
Wow. Italians.
No wonder your daughters
and no wonder they eat so late at night. Amy, what about going in like the parade at the start, like the opening ceremony? Is that all happening still?
We actually haven't heard much about the opening ceremony, but I think what's going to happen is that there might be some representatives, maybe like the flag bearer from each country, will go. But I don't think that many athletes will go.
Right.
And I think we probably, our expectation was to not go anywhere because we played the following day. So we probably weren't ever going to go to the ceremony, like COVID or not.
Yeah.
Okay. And who's our flag bearer? Do you know? Has it been announced yet?
No, it hasn't been announced. Okay. I think it gets announced this week or next week, actually.
Yeah, it'll be soon. Exciting. It'll be really soon. Really soon. You're at the University of Michigan. What did you learn at the University of Michigan?
I was lucky enough to get a full scholarship to go over there and play. And, you know, I thought it would be stupid not to, you know, take the opportunity. So I actually only ended up going for one season, but I learned that it is very cold. I'd never seen snow before I've been. And I got there and in my first week, we're trudging through the snow minus 20 degrees to training in the morning. So it was a very different experience to being in Sydney. But yeah, I did, you know, one semester of an undergrad degree there, and then I transferred back here to continue my law degree at UNSW.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We had Jaleesa on before, Jaleesa Apps. She did a law degree. I was feeling very unintelligent on the show today. Just on with the American college system, is it like socially we have this conception that it is socially very active in terms of extracurricular activities? Now, you went over there for athletic pursuits. Did you get to sample how boisterous it can get outside of class time and play time?
Well, unfortunately not. So I believe that, you know, for athletes, they do, like during the on season, which is when I went during season. So it meant that every weekend we were traveling to California, which is, you know, a 5-hour flight to play because most of the good teams are in California. So we spent most of our time on the West Coast playing games. And then during week I was going to class. I probably didn't get a taste of the traditional American college experience that everyone thinks about, I guess.
Yeah.
I think athletes certainly do experience that in off season when you're training less and you're not traveling so much. I wasn't there for that, unfortunately.
Sounds like fun. Just finally, what are the aspirations of the team when you get to Tokyo? Hopeful a replication of what happened in 2000 with the women's water polo side and that gold medal?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely hoping to medal. Obviously, the US are our biggest rivals, but, you know, at the end of the day, anything can happen at the Olympics. And, I think all of the countries, particularly all of the European countries, are so close. And because we haven't seen anyone in 18 months, it's going to be, you know, a very different experience. But we've definitely got gold on our minds.
Cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, good luck. And congratulations. I'm going to ask you... Amy, have you got the? Did you get the Olympic tattoo?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been yet.
A lot of Olympians get the tattoo, but you're there. You're nearly there. Will you get one?
Nearly there. I'm not sure. I'm not going to rule it out.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Probably don't do it over there because that'll mean you've had to leave the village and then you'll get arrested and that won't be a good thing.
No, definitely not.
Get it when you come back. Get it when you come back. Amy Ridge, really appreciate your time on Joel and Fletch this afternoon, and good luck over there. We'll be watching.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.